Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A little bit of news here before we get into the confessions. J.J. Watt just tweeted less than 15 minutes ago. Yesterday, TJ had successful surgery. TJ Watt, his brother.
Surgery?
Yesterday, TJ had successful surgery to stabilize and repair a partially collapsed lung.
Wait a minute.
Yes. Suffered Wednesday after a dry needling treatment session at the facility. That's what I thought. That's what I thought it might be the whole time.
You did say?
It had all the marks.
I wouldn't trust anybody ever again.
You're going to put a needle between my ribs, huh? But you better do it right.
The rough part about it is, in the profession like that, where you are trading on your body, you have to trust professionals. You have to trust people.
You ain't got to tell me what to do.
You have to trust professionals.
Hey, I don't trust none of y'all now, man.
You have to trust professionals.
Somebody going to come back with, oh, here's a needle. I ain't going to put it in your lung this time.
Yeah. No,
I do this all the time.
I will have PTSD.
It is one of those things that we don't give enough credit to athletes about, is the idea that they are constantly trusting the most precious, you know, thing that they have, their actual corporeal form. Yes, I was being a jerk by using the heavy, you know, the big way of saying it, but trusting their body and entrusting it to all these people because recovery is necessary with the schedule that they are on. They need to trust that these people are going to have their bodies in the best case.
Yeah.
And things like this happen. The downsides are possibilities.
Nah, you're 100% right. If you're in that environment, you're making that money. You know, you have to trust the professionals that are there.
Some of that stuff screwed up people's careers, though, man.
It just sucks.
Yeah.
It just sucks when they do it wrong.
I was talking, remember Garyon Conley? He's actually from Canton, Ohio. I got a chance to talk to him a couple years ago. And he'd been dealing with an injury, and he mentioned how he listened to a team official, I think back when he played with the Raiders, to get surgery. And that kind of messed up his career a little bit. And he's kind of had trust issues when it comes to, and you know, me, we all think, hey, trust the team doctor.
Yeah.
Like, they get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
But he was kind of like, man, nah, it ain't that pretty like that.
Yeah. And this is why, I mean, you say trust the team doctor. There's an inherent skepticism when you look at the what's the word that I'm looking for, but the incentive structure that is there, because the team doctor work for the team.
Yeah, he does.
Right?
Yeah.
The team's objective, in a cold and crass lens of looking
at
it, is to get you back on the field, which is not always inherently in line with the player's best interest, which is why trust matters a good amount in these circumstances, and you really need to have that trust between. And even then, when you have the trust, you can have instances like people messing up. Sometimes people mess up. And so this is why it's super imperative where, you know, like something like the NFL report card, maybe not the report card itself, but that feeling of, We want to be able to tell you,
yeah,
we don't feel comfortable. And I think this is why it's important for the teams to be responsive, because that trust factor also matters in all of this.
Surgery, partially collapsed lung, needling treatment.
281.
That is wild.
Astros team docs have entered the chat. Yeah, this is why it was also very important for for them this offseason to go, we need to take a look at this because this is bad.
And sometimes that's why I don't really give a lot of pushback when you have players saying, hey, I want to get a second opinion or a third opinion, because sometimes it's hard to trust that.
Yeah. So we spend a lot of time sort of pointing and laughing at team social media accounts that just stumble all over themselves, get fired oftentimes with something insensitive, just tone deaf, make mistakes. A lot of team social media accounts, shout out to the Dallas Mavericks and others, are just awful. Just awful.
Is that a reference to that time like a decade and a half ago?
But done right, social media teams can be one of the biggest assets to an organization and a person.
Strong agree.
That there possibly could be out there. And that person in this case, I watched it probably 15, 20 times. Cal McNair, the left hanging video, if you haven't seen it, just search his name, because Adam Schefter is tweeting about it, retweeting it. I mean,
and this is in Kansas City, right? After the game, CJ's walking off the field, I believe, into the tunnel. He's high-fiving some folks, and Cal is at the end.
Yeah. Just, and it's oddly so enough, awkward-looking and just kind
in
of
a trench coat looking like Inspector Gadget also. But he has his hand up waiting for CJ. And CJ walked past him, and people were making fun of Cal.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it is Cal's idea specifically.
I've heard that. We'll find out. But
to make this into a video of content. And they did a great job.
It was perfect.
I'm sure the way that they wrote it out. Mm-hmm. The people acting in it, like staffers. Mm-hmm. I know that Christian Kirk and Jaden Higgins was in it. They had a good role in it. Mm-hmm. Everybody played their part to a T. Yeah. And it was such a cool thing to see. Also, Cal, like seeing the development that he's had from somebody that maybe was a little bit uncomfortable in the media to being able to make fun of himself on this national stage.
Yes.
I think that was really cool.
And the last thing here, because I know we got other confessions, it always goes back to what I say. Just own it. It was an awkward, funny people saying, oh, no, or maybe even mocking you or whatever. And he's like, let's go. He said, let's go. Let's lean into this and have some fun with it. It was shout out to the Texas social media team. Perfect.
Yeah. I don't know that you could have done it any better. Shout out to the Texas social media team. And of course, our guy, Cal.
Mm-hmm. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I will also talk about the Texans, and of course, being the nerd, I'm talking about the coordinators talking. Matt Burke, he's a delight to listen to. Maybe I'm gushing too much about him of late, but I think he deserves it. Except, and maybe that actually is why I felt the way that I did when, I don't even remember who, and I apologize, asked Matt Burke about the defense and kind of couched it in a way that I think we all would, you know. It's not like you guys, the defense is pretty simple or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Matt Burke kind of scoffed at that. Like, he kind of was taken aback almost. And you might say that because he's a little playful. Maybe he's being playful.
No.
It felt like he kind of felt it was a little disrespectful. And it made me stop and go, have we been being disrespectful about this Texans defense? I legitimately felt bad in that moment. I was like, oh.
Yeah,
have we been being mean, talking about how they just line it up, line it up and run, right? Like, are we not giving them enough credit for the scheming that they do from the coaching side of this?
Yeah, yeah. I think you're well, based on his response, I think you're onto something. Yeah,
yeah. I legitimately felt bad in that moment. I was like, oh, he probably be hearing us like, damn, they don't think I do nothing around here. They think I just be telling Will to go get the quarterback.
Yeah.
So last night, I'm sure you get everybody in here was watching what the Thursday night football. I'm sure everybody in here was watching the Rockets game and all that stuff. I was actually watching something totally different. I didn't even know this was on.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like Reggie was trying to guess.
No, I'm just trying to figure out. I have no idea.
Okay, so the Game Awards was on.
Is that the E33 or whatever?
Yeah. Huh?
E33 or something like that?
No, it's literally just called the Game Awards.
Okay. Yeah. I saw someone talking about something
else. TGA, as they call it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is pretty much an award show for the best games, the best storylines, and all this stuff. It was kind of a big event. It looked like the Oscars for video games. And I just tapped in it to kind of see, and it was premiering different.
And you were hooked.
I was hooked to it.
All in.
I got so hooked to the point, I said, screw Thursday night football.
Wow.
I said, the Rockets. I'm like, I check in on my phone, but I was sitting there watching it to the point, and I don't know if y'all ever watched shows like, because I've never seen it before, but I was watching it to the point where whenever they bring out an actress or actor to, read something.
Right.
I had no idea who they were, and I was like, I looked over to my wife. I'm like, you think they're British or American?
Oh, that's a good game. That's a good little bit you got.
Yeah, somebody's walking. I'm like, she's dressed. She's probably British.
And then you wait for
girl came up. What's up, California?
I'm like, damn.
Dang it, American. I lost that bet.
And then there was another one where they did like a rapid fire awards. I guess kind of like a multiple choice type deal where they said, This game is the best game 2025, and they list all the games. I was trying to pick the ones I thought won. I went 0-for. 0-for, man.
I always do that. We all do, but any of these award shows, I'm
because
like,
I had no dog in the fight.
No idea.
You
never
games.
Seen it, never played it. I'm like, I'll bet you that wins.
Everything can become sports if you really try hard enough. By the way, I also feel like an old, because E33 is the name of the game that won Game of the Year at the Game Awards. So I called it the E33 Awards like a dummy. But no, that's honestly one of the things that we miss, I miss about like everybody being like a cable in a cable space, is just stumbling onto something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just like, oh, I'm watching this thing that I never would have watched just because I stumbled into it.
What made me catch it was I saw somebody, I think somebody tweeted out the trailer for a new video game. I'm like, oh, and it said it premiered at the Game Awards.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, is that going
Game
on right
Awards.
Now?
Game Awards, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it was IGN that was streaming the whole Game Awards on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, screw these games. I'm about to watch this. Let me see what's going on. I watched a lot of it, too.
Sounds like you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Man. And to be fair, I enjoyed it through your lens of enjoyment. That sounded really fun.
Some of them games look good, too.
Yeah. I wish you would have texted. I'd have jumped in there, too. Actually, that's a lie. I had two TVs going.
You ain't about to watch no games.
I was doing a lot. All right, there you go. Those are your lunchtime confessions here in the loop on Sports Radio 610 from the 8-2. Those big-name gamers are making like $10 million per.
Yeah, they are.
Man,
yeah,
they look like it, too. They get up on that stage, different accents and all that stuff. They're just like, yeah, you know. Shout out to my whole team that helped me make this game.
Oh, they got teams.
Yeah, the whole squad in that audience. Yeah. I'm like, dang, man, how you come up with this game?
I also feel like it's worth noting, you know, there's people making big money in a lot of different industries at the very, very tippy top.
Yeah.
If you feel like you can get there, cool. Yeah. Otherwise, you're just gonna be in it.
Yeah.
You're just gonna be in it. But we appreciate you being in here with us here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's typically where we do our college football headline of the weekend. Regular season's over. That ain't going to stop us.
No way.
What's the big headline for the college football weekend? Is bowl games starting, so on and so forth? Find out what John Lopez has for you next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.